This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
What do you want from this franchise? 404-726-0929. We know there's going to be a new structure for our franchise, as they're going to hire a new president of football operations. A lot of people are assuming that's going to be Matt Ryan. We do not know if that's true. If it is, great. I'd love to have Matt involved with the franchise, but I need him fully involved with the franchise.
Carl and I were just talking off the air here. Take you behind the curtain. And that's also our streaming thing we do around 11 o'clock every
morning. Yes, it is.
Check that out on Twitch and YouTube. But I was just saying, we just talked about, the Arthur Smith. Technically, Arthur Smith had the high ground because he got here like 2 days before Fontenot. So we went and got Pitts. So you and I were just debating the merits of, do I need another layer? Do I need it? Why don't you just let who's the voice, Who's the first voice, above the equals? Is it the head coach or GM, right? And then if Matt's going to be a part-time, consultant, that doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
A couple guys pushing back. Our buddy Mick, the Australian golf.
Mick!
Caddy says, not interested in Matt Ryan. He's never done this before. Oh, wow. Okay. What did he ever do to you, Mick? But not everybody all on board with the Matt Ryan idea.
Yeah. Look, and I understand that. Look, I said when the rumors started about this, and I don't start rumors. I just talk about them once they're out. This is a dangerous predicament for Matt. Not because we don't want him and not because I don't think he can do the job. But once you get involved with this, Mike, and if it starts to go wrong, things change and public opinion changes fairly quickly. So, yes, you can be a beloved quarterback, which he is in this city. And if you're not one of those people who thinks he's the best quarterback ever in this franchise's history, one of the best players in NFL history, then I don't know what you watch for 13 or 14 years. But the fact is that if it goes great, and we're all assuming it will, this is perfect. But if it doesn't, then all of a sudden Matt may find himself in a position where, Mike, he's the bad guy because guess what? He's now the face of making all of these decisions.
Right.
And that's the other side of this. I'm not saying that's going to happen, okay? I do not know what he wants or if he's going to be vested the way he needs to be to do this job, if in fact it's offered and this is what he wants. But I'm just telling you, there is another side of this. And if that happens, then what goes on?
And look, we'll ask Arthur Blank, or somebody will ask Arthur Blank, I presume, on Thursday at the press conference. I mean, are you going to give, what level of autonomy are you going to give to the guy you're going to hire? Now, a couple of guys asked this earlier, for guys who missed the conversation. I know most of us, in whatever your walk of life is, your profession, you roll your eyes when you hear about consultants, but that's the way the Falcons operate. And there are some things you got to vet. Like I just said to Carl earlier, hell, just go get somebody from the Eagles. They seem to be doing what they're doing. But you can't get a guy who, has of stuff in his personal life that's not going to vibe with your core values.
Correct.
If a guy's got sexual harassment, or that's why all this stuff. I know it's everybody's worried about liability, but that's part of it. They vet all these guys, and we don't do it. The Falcons don't do it. They hire somebody to do it. But there's a lot of folks out there that you'd immediately say, well, that's somebody I'd like to be in business with. They got a process.
Yeah.
It sucks, but that's the way business works these days.
No, it's valid. And that's the reason why, as silly as it may be to many of you, I don't understand why they're doing this. That's why. It's one thing to show me the candidate. It's another thing to show me the candidate. And what I mean by that is when I get Mike Bell's file.
Well, right? That's a thick file, man.
Okay? And I'm like, hey, I really like this guy, Mike Bell, man. He's done a hell of a job in with the Chargers organization. And I start thumbing through this file, right? Then I get a little bit more insight into, okay, this is a guy that really we want to talk to or maybe we don't want to. And by the way, if you expect the Falcons, and I think people do, Mike, like, right. Oh, well, they got people who do that. No, they don't.
No, you have guys. That's why these consultant firms make a lot of money. By the way, my personal file is very thick. There's a lot of stuff on my permanent record. So you would not want, I'd probably not pass muster. But that's part of it.
Let me ask you this.
Kubiak would be my guy, but again, and his pedigree is almost, it looks like letter perfect, but you got to get under the fingernails.
You do. But let me ask you this. At the end of the day, though, I think if you ask most Falcon fans, and I've run into a bunch of guys who've said this to me, like, Dukes, I do not care what the dude looks like, where he comes from. I just want to win.
Right.
And why are we so caught up in whether they're a goody two-shoes, right, or they fit our values or they don't? That's just the way our owner works, guys. I hear you. Like, if you're asking me and you gave me four or five files and they all look like, and this dude, there were some questionable things in this guy's file. If he won, I wouldn't give a damn.
Right.
That's just me. I'd be like, hire this guy. But you have a multi-billion dollar business, Mike, and you're bringing people into this. You've got to be careful.
Now, guys are saying, before I even see the text flying, I know the argument. I can hear guys in their car right now or ladies saying, well, this same process got us two dud spuds in Arthur Smith and Raheem Morris.
True.
And Raheem's record is 19 games under 500 for his career, and you should have known going in. And we're not going to rehash all of that hiring process. We'll be talking about the new hiring process with Arthur on Thursday when Arthur Blank has a PC. But I'm with you. Guys, hit me up in the text line. Mike and Carl, if we beat the Jets, is Raheem still here? Yes. Yeah, we win the division. We're in the playoffs. Yeah. We're hosting a game. It's that simple.
Yeah, you don't fire playoff coaches.
No. But a guy says, isn't that countermand your argument? No. You had ample opportunity. This team should have won 11 games this year. Parcells says your record is your record, but when you're incompetent, not detail-oriented, the mistakes that were made, players can't, coaches can't make the plays for the players, and there's certainly lots of player miscues. But I just thought, Carl, going all the way back to camp, they mishandle everything, including the way Penix was handled.
Well, the playoff thing is interesting, but yeah, I mean, and here's the other part of this. I think there's a little bit of last year you should have made the playoffs.
Hey, you're 6-3 with a two-game lead in hand over the Bucks.
So you literally had two seasons, and we know what happened. We know the quarterback got hurt. We understand all of that. But there were two seasons where could you have maneuvered enough to get there? And you didn't.
See, it's almost like there was, how would I describe it? A hesitancy to act. Okay, you've got to ramp up Penix. When Cousins now has shown you week after week, the Chargers game would have been the game.
Yeah.
Let's go.
They didn't want to do it because the defense.
You've got to ramp up Penix, and maybe Zach wasn't qualified to be that guy to help Penix, or Penix just isn't all that good. Penix came in that Commanders game, looked pretty darn good. Look at the moment, wasn't too big for him. I think you could argue that he looked better in that game than he did it, maybe with the exception of maybe the Buffalo game. We settled for a lot of field goals in Minnesota. Our red zone, our third down percentage was terrible. So that's one example. You didn't react quick enough to pivot off of what Cousins, whatever that was with the injury. And then this year, Raheem never fixed special teams. We ask him about it every week out there at the branch. Every week.
Yeah. Do you believe now, that with the way things have played out, that he knew this? And that's why he didn't make the move?
I just don't understand how you – and look, I don't see people get fired, but look, everybody knew it. You know, and we've seen other position coaches around the league get fired. You fired Ike Hilliard. Someday we'll find out what that the hell was all about. But, I mean, the special teams, Raheem is in the car right now. It cost you your job.
Yeah. Yeah, and he knows that, Mike. The reluctancy to not make a move and show the fan base, hey, I'm aware of this, and it's continuing to hurt us, and we're going to make a change, that was just the weird part to me. But, look, he had his reasons. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because now he's not going to get a chance to build on, you know, what they started here and certainly what they were building. 404-726-0929, all the teams that are have open head coaching positions, they're not playoff teams. And that's what this comes down to, right? This is the goal. There's not an owner in this league who's been doing it for a while, and ours has, who's not going to tell you, I don't expect to win a Super Bowl every year. It's unrealistic. but you better be in the playoffs every few years, Mike. And you better build some sustainability with the way that you're going about your business through the draft, through free agency, not putting us in cap hell and making sure that we were able to maneuver. That's what these guys want. But yet here we are 8 years and we didn't do it. So Falcons, Giants, Browns, Titans, Cardinals, Raiders, all not playoff teams. Guess what? All looking for new head coaches.
Right. And I think, you know, you could argue, and guys are asking us, like, who's the most attractive? I said to Carl, let me ask you this real quick. I said this off the air.
Yeah.
Do you think that we are, despite everything they're trying to do this time around in Arthur's open letter, if you hadn't read it, it's at falcons.com, basically stripping down their approach and how they do their business, which obviously was not done very well the last 8 years. Do you think there's a stigma around the league with the Falcons that we're dysfunctional? And then maybe that's why some guys will be shying away from this thing, despite all the things we feel positive about on the roster.
Unfortunately, I do. But this is why I'm so excited about this new structure. This, to me, really signals a change with the franchise. I do think that there are people around the league. Check that. I know there are people around the league who say we can't get out of our own way. That we keep making fundamental mistakes that set this franchise back despite the talent we have had. It's not as if we have not had talent here. So, yeah, I do think that, Mike. And when you talk about, well, when I ask you guys what have we done, because I'm loving these texts, and you can find Mike at Mike Bell ATL, and I'm loving, you know, stuff I'm getting at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes and Dukes and Bell 929. But you guys act like we're multiple champions. Like, we've won multiple Super Bowls. We haven't won anything. We cannot be that damn selective when it comes to, well, I'm going to talk to him, but I won't talk to that person. We haven't won anything.
Right.
So when you talk about, for example, the Raiders.
Arguably, you would think probably the most dysfunctional. Maybe them and the Browns are a tie.
Exactly.
For the most.
The first team we are to end the season on a 4-game win streak. Then change the coach. Last time it happened was 2021, and the Raiders did it. They had a guy named Rich Bisaccia,
right,
who did a really good job, and they end the season on a high note. They fire him, Mike, and you know who they hire?
Josh McDaniels.
And you know what he did that next season? Loser, and he gets fired. That is dysfunction. So when you say, hey, what? He went 6-11, by the way, that next season, and it was a joke.
And Bisaccia wasn't sexy enough for Mark Davis.
Wasn't sexy enough. These are the kind of things where you go, all right, so for me, yes, I do think that's the case. But I also feel like this fundamental shift that we're seeing with what Mr. Blank is talking about and how they're going to run things now, I have hope that that's going to change that.
And again, Rich McKay, no longer the CEO of the football team. Greg Beadles advances to that position. But we are under the impression that Matt Ryan, if he wants to, will have a position that will be sort of the football president, strictly the football product. And the GM and coach would answer to him. So, you know, guys are hitting me up on the text. I go, right now, Mike, we're in the same boat. We got too many layers. Look, I'm with you. I would take a stab with Matt and his football acumen to be the GM, but he may not want to do that, guys. You know, and again, he's making them. It's easy money on TV, man. You're talking in 20-second sound bites on that show, making good coin doing it.
Yeah, it just looked good.
And Matt looks great doing it.
No doubt.
Sounds good. I thought he did a hell of a job doing the Netflix broadcast. Man,
look, he's doing a good job. That's the thing. And that's why I think, you know, when Tom Pelissero's comment, Tom's a very locked-in guy. I think he knows this is probably what Matt has told the Falcons, if in fact they've had these conversations, and we all think they have. Hey, I still want to do what I'm doing because I'm really enjoying it, and I don't get beat up every Sunday. You know, I'm not going home with bumps and bruises. And I'm really enjoying still being around the game. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. But I do have an issue with full commitment. That's the only thing I'm saying, man. If we're going to do this, let's be all in.
Right. A couple guys, you know, hitting us up on the text line saying, what happens next week? We mentioned this earlier in the show. I said, you know, I know not to say the guys are soft out there, but, you know, these guys were paid well to be a GM and be a head coach. And, you know, you don't want to see anybody have to uproot their family, but that's the nature of the beast. That's the job. You know, you're a gypsy. And coaches get hired to get fired. Nobody gets to call their own shot. It's rare you get to walk off in the sunset like Bill Walsh. Tom Landry got fired.
That's right.
They put Don Shula out to pasture in Miami because Jimmy Johnson was hot for the job.
Andy Reid got fired.
Bingo.
I mean, it's what happens.
And I'm not, not you're soft, but you know those guys are soft out there. Yeah. But no, as far as, you know, for all we know, Terry could land back with Mickey Loomis and the Saints, you know, and they loved the relationship he had with them for so many years.
Well, and you know what's funny?
And Raheem's a great DC.
No, he is. But he's also a great guy that players dig. And those guys, coaches want guys on their staff that are like that. That's why he's been able to be in the league as long as he has. But I'll say this, too, about like our general manager. I know we have witnessed over the last 5 years and chronicled all of those mistakes, Mike. But there are people around the league who are like, Terry Fontenot's not the reason why the Falcons are not there.
Right.
There are people who believe he actually did a really damn good job considering the restraints
he
was under. So for everything that you're saying about he ain't gonna work no more. No, there's a lot of people that look very fondly upon Terry Fontenot.
Right, but at the end of the day, it's results driven. I know you said that this morning. Yep. Results driven business. 5 years, you don't make the playoffs, and unfortunately, you know the idea when you drafted Michael Penix Jr. after giving Kirk the money, you were going to fix the quarterback position. Now going into the third season, you have no idea what you're doing at quarterback. So that's a fail. It's a big fail.
All right, want to hear from you, 404-726-0929. However you're listening today, whether you're streaming us, you're listening on the Odyssey app, maybe you're walking a dog and you're like, man, I need a break. I know. There is no break. The Falcons have major decisions to make, and we want to talk to you about it. What do you want to see from this franchise? 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and-
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Bill. Mike and I are talking about why this was the right time to move on for the Falcons. We're taking your calls as well at 404-726-0929. We've discussed a lot today. Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, it's been a busy, busy show, and rightfully so, because as we told you Friday, and I know it was kind of a disjointed couple of weeks with Christmas and then New Year's, and we came back. Many of you were still on vacation, and we said to you, we're going to know Monday. We may know Sunday, and we ended up knowing Sunday what's going to happen with the fate of this football team as far as the coaches and the general manager. So as we've been discussing this today, Mike, tell our listeners one more time as we open up the lines, guys, you can chime in. We do want to hear from you, Falcon fans. I will read one of these posts that a guy sent me, and he says, I am totally okay with blank cleaning house, but I was only okay if he changed the front office structure, which it sounds like he has. Hire a football ops exec. You kick out McKay out of the process.
Right.
He says, I'm down with all of this. it gives me hope. And that's how I feel right now. If you're going to ask me, hey, is this going to work? That I don't know. But it's different than what we've seen in the past. But tell people, Mike, why you think this is the right time for the Falcons to move on.
Yeah, I just felt that, you know, and we, like, you know how I've been on this. I told Raheem to his face, you know, a couple of weeks back, if I ran the team, he wouldn't be back. Because there were things that could be fixed. This is the most winnable division in football. Special teams was never addressed. We spent last segment talking about that. That's a glaring weakness. You know, you hired a guy in Zach Robinson. I know that Dave Archer felt there were some good things there and players didn't execute. But I think a lot of folks outside of Atlanta felt we were very predictable. And Michael Penix Jr. seemed like his growth was stunted before he got injured and wasn't really on pace to be what we thought he was going to be. I feel about Fontenot and the Penix and Cousins thing. It never made sense to me. It makes less sense now. And now as we go into the third year, it failed. It didn't work because you're probably going to have to walk away from Cousins and, you know, hopefully Penix will be back on the field at some point, but you don't know what you got. But getting back to Raheem, I think in some minds of some fans, you got to give him 3 years because Arthur Smith gets hurt. No, you got to rip the Band-Aid off. It's not working. To me, Carl, it wasn't going to get better. Look at this game. We had another special teams gaffe. We had a timeout out of a penalty. You know what I mean? We had the same things happen week after week. So I just think Raheem is a really good defensive coordinator, but I just don't think he's a head coach in this league. And he's going to get more opportunities to be a DC. He's going to interview some head coaching jobs as well. But I thought that the timing was right. You don't do one without the other.
Yeah, you couldn't do... keep Raheem and let Terry go.
Everybody in this division was bending over backwards to give you this division, and you couldn't take it.
Yeah. I do think there is an assemblage of talent here that makes this job special, but it also makes it very intriguing and interesting. And, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder. Some people look at us and go, well, they hadn't won anything and they hadn't been to playoffs in 8 years. That's the wrong way to look at this. If you put our roster on a whiteboard right now and you start saying, okay, star, potential star, stud, we got a lot of those dudes. And, Mike, that alone is how you win in this league. I don't care who the coach is, guys, you got to have some talent. The problem is the coach can't screw it up when you have talent.
Right.
And that is part of what happened with the decision here. And the crazy thing is, you know, as I said, Terry Fontenot, for everything that he did that was good, including the James Pierce Jr. situation last draft, he didn't get the quarterback right. And you had 5 years to do it. And when I say 5 years, Mike, you inherit a situation, but you knew that wasn't going to be your situation 2 years right. from now. So you've got a plan for that accordingly. You knew coming in Matt Ryan was not going to be here 5 more years. So you had to plan, and I felt like that poor planning and just saying, all right, we'll go with a third-round pick, whether it was Arthur or not or whoever, you know, made that decision, it was just a bad choice. And then you found yourself in this okay, I got to get it right. Now that it's done, it screams of desperation the way this went down with Kirk. We need a quarterback, and we did, but we're going to give him all this money, and that way we're squared away. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to go pick a guy and make sure that once he's finished, we're good to go. And we find ourselves heading to 2026, Atlanta, with no quarterback.
No, you don't know. I mean, it's completely backfired. Everybody outside of Atlanta felt it was a bad idea. I said it was a stupid idea. Trying to be respectful, I know some guys didn't like me calling Terry stupid. I thought it was a stupid move, and he got because of it. You know, another part of this, think about like the quarter. You said never getting quarterback right. They tried to get Deshaun Watson in here.
They did.
That may have come from Arthur Blank. As we said earlier in the show, no one takes credit for it. It's a bad idea. Nobody wants to say that was my idea. Then you lost Matt. Maybe Matt makes it work one more year and you had Pitts and him on the same page and who knows where we go. Never going to know because you marginalized your best athlete that's ever played for this team and you traded for a third rounder to the Colts. Somebody in that building wanted Deshaun Watson. You didn't have the money. So that's also on part of his resume. You know, there's a lot of things here that's why I asked you earlier, do coaches look at this team and say, I don't know about this. Arthur Blank's a meddler. This team is dysfunctional. Not sure. Do you believe that flushing this thing, getting Rich McKay out,
yes,
is going to finally streamline this thing where it's going to friggin' work?
I do. I want to feel that way, but they got to show me. I want to feel that way, Mike. And you know what? For what you just said about Arthur Blank being a meddler, this is how you dispel that. This is how you separate yourself by saying, hey, look, I'm giving you these football ops guys, and this is the football people. I'm over here, and yes, I'm the owner, and I'm still going to know what the hell's going on. But I'm not in this. These are the people we're bringing in, and it makes you feel like there's a separation of state and church.
Right, or Chick-fil-A, church and chicken. But yeah, the thing with Arthur now, what I got from the reports from Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero is Arthur Blank was hands-off these last few years and needs to be more involved. Which I'm like, oh, okay, or at least I don't. There's a lot of lacrosse wires about what happened here the last few years. One thing for certain,
you don't think he was involved?
I think
he was listening.
I think Arthur meddles because if I owned a team, I'd meddle too. My two cents worth would be in there. There's no reason for Arthur to have a meeting with the coach. What's he going to do? I mean, does he even understand? I mean, look, we're all football fans here, and Arthur's owned an NFL team for 25 years, and that's his prerogative to have a meeting each week. But what comes of it?
All right, I like the meeting, and here's why.
How the hell could Terry convince you that he knew what he was doing? Obviously, he didn't at the end of the day. Maybe that's part of it.
And that's the thing. I like the meeting because it holds you accountable week to week, especially during the season, Mike, to explain to me what the hell we're trying to do. Mm. As an owner, if I just sit in my box, right, see fans as I leave the stadium, nice stadium, Mr. Blank, thank you, get in my limo, go home, and then I don't meet with you until the end of the year, and you give me all of this crap. Week to week, I know why we lost to the Jets, what happened in the Patriots game. Like, I think that holds these coaches accountable. I like that. Some people think it's overbearing. I don't. You're talking about I need to see the owner once a week to explain to him what the hell we're trying to do? I don't think that's asking too much.
So moving forward, you know, how do they structure this? Rich McKay, we mentioned earlier, a lot of folks, as we said, you know, and we even had a caller earlier in the show said he still doesn't buy that Rich has been out. And he's, you know, he still thinks Rich. Yes, Rich has a relationship with him. It's like Rich is never going to speak to Arthur Blank, but they are going to go through, I guess, to Carl, because the fans pick up on it. You're not going to see Rich up in the owner's box, right? Is he going to wear a mustache like Bobby Valentine sneaking back in the dugout?
No, because again, hear us. He runs AMB Group. He is allowed to be in the box because he's still involved with multiple businesses that Arthur Blank has.
You never felt that he was that big of an issue, right?
I didn't. I've always felt like, Mike, once he became an issue, he didn't want to be an issue. We've talked about Rich for a long time. And Rich, by the way, used to come on our show every week, for those who missed it. Years ago, we used to have Rich on all the time when he was thoroughly involved with the football ops every day. He was at practices. He was doing he was in those personnel meetings, Mike. He was in the draft room, in the war room. You don't see him in any of that. He's not in there, and he's not doing that stuff.
But fair and fair, the perception he's a constant in the equation. Arthur Blank's not selling the team, so you can't replace Arthur Blank. But Rich McKay just sort of became that lightning rod for so many listeners and fans.
Totally.
And that's why, and they got the optics, and they knew when they fired Arthur Smith, and Terry Fontenot wasn't out there. The optics on that were horrible 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so Rich sort of became, again, a guy that people do blame. And whether it's right or not, he's now completely out. He's no longer the CEO. It's not part of his job description.
No. But as I said, and if you missed it, guys, we got the World Cup coming. Part of that is because of Rich McKay and the things he's been able to do in the relationships over the years. His NFL roots go deep. We know this, Mike. His father, his connections in the league. Guys, when you're talking about running, you know, the other things that are involved with Arthur Blank's family businesses, that's why he's still around. And I'm not making an excuse. I'm simply telling you what I've been told.
You know, the more I'm going around guys on social media today, follow us, Carl's. Put them up. See Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. A lot of guys agreeing with me about, just come in and be the GM.
Be the guy.
And you pay him good money to be that guy.
Okay.
And then you don't have to worry about that extra loot from CBS. Well, easier said than done.
That's true.
But I know that's how much is Arthur willing to pay Matt to be that guy. Maybe Matt doesn't want to be that guy. You know, it's a pretty good gig. Get paid a couple million dollars. Come and go, sure about that.
Not good. Not good.
So, but to me, we've been kind of like the chicken and the egg argument. Who is going to be that guy? The general manager sets the tone or the coach sets the tone? You know, that's why we have these consulting firms, which, again, I'm not a fan of it, but that's the way they do business, to vet all these guys. And I just hope that we get to beat the Titans, Browns, Raiders, Cardinals, and Giants to a guy like Clint Kubiak, who we have requested permission to speak with.
Thank goodness. Coach Paul in Gwinnett, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what are you thinking?
Hey, what's up, guys? I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
Here's what I'm going to make a few points. Thank you for not forgetting about the QB debacle. But there's another strike. I think when we let a coach go, we had a player lead the team. I think that's a little strike against him, too. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But to allow that to happen, I don't care what anybody says. There was dissension on this team after all that happened. And, yeah, them guys played their hearts out those last four ball games. I don't know if it was all for Rob because they were trying to save their jobs, too. Now, my second point is this. We've got to get some coaches in There's Frank Gans Jr. out of UCLA, one of the best special teams coaches in the country. They need to go out and snatch him. I coached with his daddy years and years ago, Frank Gans Sr., when he retired from Kansas City and came up to Northwest and helped us out for a while. This guy knows special teams.
Okay.
Also, Todd. I think he's another good one that we can use in reference, you know, some good and a good offensive coordinator there. Now, what scares me about Matt coming in is that I always see these guys coming in, and Arthur is hiring guys that seem to be really good friends with him, and sometimes those friends can turn into yes men. So I hope the pattern does not continue with Matt Ryan and him being so close to Arthur. Y'all know he's very close to him. Not being one of those guys where Arthur can go pick his head just like he's been doing the last three staffs. So I hope that doesn't happen. And I don't want to pile on to Terry. If I had a choice, if all three guys that got let go, I would keep Terry out of the three because he did do a good job. But he does have some strikes against him. And again, I don't want to pile on with him, but that coach getting fired, that changed the whole tone of the season for them.
Well, and by the way, appreciate your passion on that. Just real quick, we're talking for the guys that followed us, the Ike Hilliard dismissal after the Carolina loss, who was the wide receivers and passing game coordinator, and then Ray McLeod, who, again, like if a player's not being respectful to you, they let him go. They said it was performance-based. Ray did some stuff on social media. Kadarryl Hodge is a Pro Bowler. He got benched. So there was a little bit of weirdness with a couple of players, but like guys were crying in that locker room today. Guys were upset. So he didn't lose the team. I'm going to disagree with that. I do think there was an element, some strangeness with special teams and the wide receivers. There was some dysfunction there. I'll give you that.
I agree.
But Todd Monken, if you bring in a guy like Kubiak, he's going to be the player. He's going to be developing his offense. He's not going to have a guy like Monken anymore, something like that.
No, and let me ask you guys this. And this is
if Monken was let go by the Ravens.
Well, if you're Todd Monken, why leave the Ravens? You're playing with the two-time MVP who last night put on a show and still shows you flashes of brilliance, Mike.
Right.
Are you closer, if you're Todd Monken, to a Super Bowl where you are with the Ravens and a healthy Ravens defense, which is not, and Lamar Jackson are coming here? And if you're telling me, well, maybe he wants a new challenge, that's a different conversation than I'm going to go to Atlanta because it's a better situation when I'm leaving. He's got arguably the best quarterback in the league.
Right.
So I just, when we start talking about some of these guys, my question is, why are they leaving their current situation?
Yeah, that explosive article that the columnist wrote in the Baltimore Sun about Lamar and his work habits and the theme makes a little bit of dysfunction. Some folks are saying maybe Harbaugh's been there too long.
That's been the conversation.
Right.
Hey, man, we're going to continue this conversation, Mike. I know there are a couple of things that happened over the weekend we're going to talk about. Normally we do some guy talk here, but man, it's been such a crazy weekend.
We'll get into it, man, because I do want to pick the brain of Day-Day because he has just finally came to the realization that Sidney Sweeney is a phenomenon. That'll be a part of our next segment. More of your phone calls as the Falcons move on from the GM and the head coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Gonna play his play. Falcons win. Don't get the cover, Joe. That hurt me. That hurt me last night.
Yeah. I mean, look, were you sweating at the end?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
They got to win by three, kids, and that's a push anyway. Never mind. Anyway, I was out last night, tripping the light, fantastic. Any of you guys, maybe this is the wrong time for Falcon fans to try to work with dry January. See how the Falcons have driven us to drink a lot. One out of four
I picked
men.
The wrong time to quit.
Yeah, one man out of four American men, 25 or over. Apparently does, and a lot of guys, and it's prevalent with younger people too. And it's about 30% of guys under 25 are really? Drinking age 21 to 25. For those who are not familiar, going basically the month
really
of January.
Can't live without a drink,
without booze.
Yeah, I there are times throughout the course of the year where I will go stretches,
right,
that I don't have a drink, and I look up and I'm like, it's been 3 weeks and 4 weeks. Mm. I don't realize it because and so Mike, for me, those are my stretches where I'm trying to like. Hone in and go, all right, hey, I hadn't had a drink. But I also realize, like, if you told me, hey, how long is it, 30 days that you can't do it? Is it 30
days? 31 days in January?
Yeah. So can you do it? Have you done it?
That's a big swing.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm doing it. But I just know there are stretches where I do go maybe a couple of weeks or without it, and I'm like, oh, no big deal.
No, and again, ran into some fans, listeners, I should say. We appreciate guys being big fans of 92.9 The Game. And as we're walking this guy, I'll give a shout out to Gerald, who is from Lithonia. And he's like, man, I always want to do a shot with you. So there we go.
Uh-oh.
So I was trying to be good. Whoop, there he goes. There's the first tequila, because that's our currency. We do shots of tequila. That's before the game. Later on, wound up at Vortex, by the way, our old stomping grounds here in Midtown, down the street.
Good time. I hadn't been down there since the last time I was tore up
and
had one of those Vortex burgers.
Right. Was that the night you crashed at my place?
No comment. I don't remember anything.
Anyway, yeah, we were, by the way, our the last place, we have a squirrel that says you stink. It was a trophy we gave away for our Fantasy League shenanigans. Artie, the old bartender, the squirrel is still there as part of the accoutrements and all the cool stuff and the kitsch that they have there at
Vortex.
They
used to close late. Do they still close late?
I'm not sure they say that late because Hank sold it, so the old owner is out. But it was great to get in there and have a good steak. Would say, never underestimate a good Reuben. So we did see that. Ran into more Falcon fans over there last night. But yeah, dry January for a lot of folks, they swear by it. Good way to start the season. Detox yourself. Get out some of those empty calories.
Yeah.
Whether it's brew or booze. Unfortunately, I'm more of a damp January. That's where I'm, dare I say, or in a moist January for me.
Oh, you got to use that word.
Hey, I will say this yesterday. It sure was easy to get to the Falcons game.
Not a lot of traffic.
Not a lot of traffic. I came down.
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you, that was the day. I made it from my house 25 minutes to CNN deck. In there. Despite the cop. And the lady in the Mercedes, because no one ever knows where they're going yesterday, the sexy lady in the Mercedes, who this cop just kept talking, I'm like, she doesn't know where she's going. I'm honking the horn. We're trying to turn into the deck.
Was he hitting on her?
Yeah, I'm like, get her number, man. And it was like a couple of Falcon fans were walking down. They were laughing because you could tell it was a sexy lady and her friends in Mercedes. And eventually she had to back out because she didn't have a parking pass and get going. But anyway, whoever that dude was, we got to move it along, Joe.
Yeah.
But Falcons do get the win. Cam Jordan, who certainly has been a thorn in our side over the years. Is he going to retire, Carl?
I hope so.
That's the question. He does get, maybe if it is, that's his final sack against us. Guess what he's wearing today as he's cleaning out the locker room?
What's he wearing?
He's got a shirt that's got some of his highlights on the front. On the back, it's an upside-down Falcon that looks like it's dead.
See, he just never stops.
He never stops with
he
that pettiness.
He never stops. No,
see that day-day?
It's nonstop.
Yeah, I was like, really, Kent? And he's him. Now, I will say this, him and Drew Brees, and Sean Payton, for that matter, had our number the better part of 15 years, or 12, 13 years he was there.
He's a future Hall of Famer, talks a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. Certainly, to Mike's point, he's gotten the best of us. But you lost yesterday, player. You lost yesterday.
That's right. Matter of fact, you got swept. You got swept by this team, by the Falcons, man. Hey, real quick, Day-Day, before we get back to the phone calls on the Falcons moving on from Ahir Morris and Terry Fontenot and maybe the new direction and what's Matt Ryan's role going to be. We'll talk to you about that, more of that in the Falcon Report. Real quick, I know that you were, well, I don't know, maybe you're just a little tardy on the party of how great Sydney Sweeney is. You saw Housemaid. Your thoughts?
I thought the movie was pretty interesting. Good. Love the twist. Don't want to give too much away for those
who... A twist? You've already said too much.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Because there was some good twisting in there. Yeah. Anyway,
is she naked in the movie?
There's some revealing body parts,
definitely. Check that one off, yes, sir.
And so maybe I just, and this is just me, I just never, I knew who she was, but just never paid attention to anything
what
she's
done. What
you
saying, not your type?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Oh,
I just,
okay.
I don't
She's
know
not
that.
Thick enough for you?
I wouldn't say that. However, I do like a little shapeliness on the hips.
Okay. I think she checks all those boxes.
And I will say that after watching that, I was just kind of like, that's what all the hype was about when it came down to her.
Indeed.
Bath soap.
Indeed. Remember that?
She was great in this. We also saw it a few weeks ago. And literally, my wife goes, do you want to know about this? I go, no, because my daughter went with some friends. She's like, oh my God. And we're like, what's the big deal? So she says, do you want to know about this movie? I said, no, I don't. What is it? She goes, just go. Just trust me.
Right.
So I had no idea what I was walking into. And 10 minutes in, I'm like, eating popcorn slow. You know how you eat popcorn real slow? I'm eating popcorn slow, looking at the screen like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was good from the start because I didn't get like her background. Like, I didn't expect that.
That, right. And then I didn't expect the husband.
Again, you said too much. By the way,
here's what I was.
See this movie.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, it's
Carl.
Good. No, I was going to say, the husband, by the way, so I'm in the movies and I'm like, eating that popcorn slow. I'm like, damn, I know this dude. Mm-hmm. And I realized he's the guy that played, and if you are a Yellowstone fan and you watched the prequel to Yellowstone, I think it was 1923.
The one with Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren? Yeah.
He's the grandfather. He plays the grandfather, I think he does. And you guys can correct me on this because it's been a while since I've watched it. But he's great
in that
prequel. And anyways, I'm like, I know this guy. And he was excellent in the movie, too.
Yeah, he was. And I was just going to add a note, too, because once I watched it, you know, me and the wife watched it, I instantly started doing my research, like, why is this movie doing so well? It's actually based off of a book that I want to say came out, same title, came out in 2023, I want to say. So I don't know if it's like one of those books that's just really popular with the young girls and, you know, the younger women out there. But, thought it was a great movie. And to all those who are Sydney Sweeney fans out there, I apologize for coming late to the party.
Now you
Sorry.
Know. Now you know. It's like when you saw Margot Robbie for the first time in The Wolf of Wall Street. It was
good
like,
call.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. More Falcons. If you just tune in to get your Falcon fix, we will continue that conversation. Just giving some guide talk, mix it in here. Last game at Rich Stadium, unless the Chargers went out, Carl, because then Buffalo would be the lowest remaining seed. Otherwise, last game played in Western New York for the home of the Buffalo Bills as they moved to that brand new stadium right next door.
Yeah.
And again, defeating the Jets 35-8, wearing old school unis. Highlights, fans never wanted to leave the stadium. I know what that's like. I was at the final game at Shea Stadium, which was a big part of my childhood. And it's just the memories are like so thick, man. You just don't want to leave. And they were showing old videos of going all the way back to O.J. Simpson, the Electric Company, and Jim Kelly, and, of course, the back-to-back-to-back-to-back AFC champs. But that's it for a stadium that, if you've ever been there, was pretty old. And I don't want to say dumpy, but it was pretty dumpy.
It was dumpy. The new stadium's going to be dope.
Thanks, Rick Campbell.
And here's what's crazy. So, you know, they did that whole, I don't know if you guys have seen it, they did like this whole thing, like they did with Mercedes-Benz. I mean, you could watch these little docs about it. And, Mike, they built the stadium so the wind will not affect the stadium as much. It's still open air, which is crazy, but it's not going to affect that wind effect that they used to have. won't be as prevalent, but man, it's got all the amenities. It looks really cool. But just like with anything, Mike, in January in Buffalo, it's going to be cold, man.
Yeah, you ain't going to get no Super Bowl. You may get yourself a draft party downtown, or you're not going to get the Super Bowl. Hey, man, we do have some Hawks news. This is obviously very Falcons-centric. More of your phone calls on the Falcons and more reaction. Also, who are the Falcons reaching out to interview? We'll tell you about that. Trey Young reports now. Multiple reports saying Trey is he's okay. Maybe wind up somewhere else.
What? State your source.
Well, I think it's Shams Charania had it first. But, I mean, the idea that Trey might not have a problem moving to another team.
Who else was reporting that? You said
just state your source.
Chris. Oh, Marcus. Marcus Spears. Oh, my man Marcus was reporting it.
Marcus.
All right. Well, Marcus is on it, man. So if he's reporting that. Look, we don't know what's going to happen. Trade deadline is February 5th, by the way, if you're wondering. I believe that's the date. But we don't know what's going to happen.
I'm not worried.
But the thing is this, if you're a Hawks fan and you've watched this team, they got Toronto tonight, by the way. Chris has got the Bridge Show from 6 to 7. You'll get the pregame and then Toronto tonight. But if you've watched this team without Trey, do you guys think it's felt different, looked different? I'm asking.
Yeah.
It has. A little bit.
I mean, the big question is this coach ever going to get Reece Hoshea involved in this thing late when it matters? Reece Hoshea kind of throwing some mean looks at Quinn two nights ago.
Yep.
And just a lot of dysfunction in the half court, but we'll see about that.
He won't give up the ball.
Come on, Steve.
And again, all the old stories that were filed years ago were brought back out. Trey's a bad teammate. Nobody wants him. You know, guy's not here in Atlanta. You know, and I think Trey's been a good teammate, but Quinn Snyder, to me, the problem is Quinn Snyder. So more on that coming up later.
They diddled around with it so long they ran out of time.
There's a lot of diddling on this team, Steve Holman. Too much diddling by the head coach. He's a major diddler.
I hadn't heard that one in a long time.
They diddled around with it so long they ran out of time.
Your mom says, don't diddle around with it too long, Carl. You go blind.
It's true.
And you'll have to wear those Sally Jesse Raphael frames the coach is fond of. Anyway, so that's just want to squeeze a little Hawks because there's always rumors about Trey.
Love it.
Again, and the Anthony Davis thing is still out there as a story. But again, we get Anthony Davis here and watch him blow his knee out. I'm not sure I want to do that.
I'm with you, Mike. I don't either. You watch Westwood, right? Didn't you turn me on to Westwood?
Yes.
I'm looking at this guy. I'm trying to remember his name. And a guy just hit me up.
He was in Westworld?
I think he did two episodes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I love that show. Got a little
Westworld.
A little got off the weeds once they got off the island, but it was still pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah. It ends with us. He was in Green and
Gold.
So
that's the dude that's the father on this
On 1923. He plays Spencer Dutton on that show. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think of his real name and somebody just sent it to me. Brandon Skaliner? I believe it is. Skaliner is his name. Really good looking dude, by the way. I mean, he's been on a lot of stuff, but it was just in my mind when I'm sitting there day watching the that movie. I'm like, what do I know him from?
Well, at first I kept saying, is he one of Chris Hemsworth's brothers? Because he kind of favors him.
He does look like him, yeah.
All right, while we're talking movies real quick, I'll throw this in there. You know who Callum Turner is?
No, who's that?
Me either. English actor now rumored to be the next guy to be James Bond.
Oh, they found him.
Denis Villeneuve is apparently going to take it over, who, of course, doing Dune.
Yes.
And so they need a new guy. And this guy has been in, Stephen Knight from Peaky Blinders is going to write the script. And I'm not familiar with this English actor. He's been with a movie called Eternity. Not familiar with him. Either way, his name is Callum Turner, British guy. You know, he kind of looks the part. So, again, tough to replace Daniel Craig. That's replacing Sean Connery, man. I mean, Daniel Craig nailed it.
He crushed
it. Last movie sucked, but he was great as James Bond.
Would you stop it? It all comes to an end.
Sad. And James Bond doesn't need a kid.
It comes to an end. You got to put some love story in
there, Mike. First thing you do when you're becoming, when you're licensed to kill, you get a vasectomy. Yeah. Anyway, that's Guy Talk. It's Dukes and Bell here.
That's not
home of your Falcons.
All right, man, we're coming back. We are going to open up the phone lines again for you at 404-726-0929. It has been a very busy day. We're going to tell you who the Falcons have requested interviews with. Yes, the process has already started. And as we break down what happened, how did we get here, and how do we fix this? It's on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary.
But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.